You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we talk about Captain Marvel, directed by Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck.
So, Captain Marvel came out, huge anticipation after the first Avengers, or the last big Avengers movie, I should say, Infinity War, where they sort of teased this character. And this is obviously another big Marvel film, this time starring Brie Larson as Captain Marvel. And it takes us back to the 90s, so it's sort of a prequel from almost all of the other Marvel films, I think, set except for Captain America, which is...
Oh, you're getting into territory that's very complicated.
So anyway, it goes back to the 90s, tells the story of Captain Marvel and intergalactic space battles between the Skrull and the Kree, who are two different races. But yeah, pretty much what you would expect from a superhero movie. I really like Brie Larson in it. Thought she was really good, charismatic. It felt like a little smaller scale, I felt, than some of the more recent ones we've seen. But I think that's just because we've been building up to Infinity War so long, and they've got bigger and bigger and bigger. And yeah, this felt like taking it back to a much more compact story, very heavily focused on her as the main character, and just small villains.
The smallest scale and the smallest villain was Ant-Man.
True.
But, anyway, I really liked it. I liked the fact that it was kind of retro and loads of 90s stuff. And
yeah,
it had, like, 90s grunge soundtracks and little posters of Smashing Pumpkins.
That was one of the most fun things about it. In the same way that Thor Ragnarok was, like, very 80s inspired. Mm. This was very much like a 90s movie. But it actually felt like a 90s movie.
Yeah.
I saw it twice, and the second time,
oh, you did, yeah,
I liked it more. Because I knew what I was expecting, but if you get into it and feel like, oh, it's like an old-style 90s action film.
We'll see how people felt about Ready Player One and all that nostalgia.
Yeah.
I absolutely hated Ready Player One. But, like, see with this, I got that nostalgia aspect of it, and I really liked it because of that. Also, it was a good movie, and it has, like, Brie Larson's really good, Ben Mendelsohn's really good as the Skrull character, but Ben Mendelsohn's good in everything. Even in a really shit movie,
yeah,
Ben Mendelsohn is good.
No, he was
Robin Hood. He was the best thing in Robin Hood. Robin Hood is a terrible movie, but Ben Mendelsohn is fantastic.
And Samuel Jackson playing Nicholas.
And doesn't he look
Fury?
Fantastic?
He does, and a very different take on the character than you usually see, because it's obviously before he became Nick Fury.
Not aged a day.
Of the Avengers. Yeah.
Fantastic CGI.
There's going to be some mystery comes out later in the series of why Samuel Jackson does not age from the 90s.
No, but he just looks fantastic. Like, the CGI was so good.
Yeah.
Like, the first scene, you're like, oh, look, he's looking at him looking young. But then you just accept it because it's so good. You don't feel like it's there. I thought that was a really good point of it.
And it had a kind of interesting story. I don't know if we're going to get into spoilers from this point.
Yeah,
so if you've already seen it. But yeah, there's kind of a switch around in who you think are the villains turn out not to be the villains. Yeah, and a kind of interesting... I think Marvel's been quite good at that. Like, some people maybe say they don't go far enough on controversial issues or political issues, but it has a sort of, let's say, refugee angle to the story with the Skrull. And yeah, it's rather than just sort of your character fighting some huge bad guy at the end, there's an actual heartfelt meaning or importance to what they're doing.
Hmm.
So yeah, overall, like, a really enjoyable movie.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite funny. It was really good performances, and I left feeling quite happy.
Yeah.
From a movie, and sometimes you're like, oh, that was enjoyable, but like this, I left feeling like uplifted by Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I don't know why, maybe it was just all the nostalgia aspect of it. But you know, there was some good action scenes when she gets captured by the Skrulls and she's imprisoned and she can't get her hands out to use
Really nice moments. I would say, like, it's not my favourite of the Marvel films, and there were parts which I wish they'd done slightly better. Like, some of the action scenes were good, and then other ones were, like, really didn't do anything exciting with it. It was just a lot of people punching each other. And again, story-wise, some interesting elements, but then it does have that very sort of typical hero's journey through. But like one of the best things I heard about it is it like it feels like one of the original Marvel films, like the first Thor or the first Iron Man, where it's like they're just because obviously sort of like.
But a lot of people
you're being introduced to this character.
A lot of people don't think they're not necessarily the best.
Well, I don't think Thor's very good.
Yeah, but that's that's.
But I'm saying like with the other characters, I think people are kind of comparing it to like characters who've already had like a 3-movie arc.
Mm.
Whereas this is like, you've got to remember, like, it's her first film starring Captain Marvel.
I think if I did have problems with it, it would be the fact that, you know, it's a little bit disjointed and you're trying to, like, figure out a lot of stuff. But that's the problem when you're doing this kind of, like, amnesia, self-discovery angle of, like, is she Karen Danvers and how she becomes Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So if it's just a bit of a slog to kind of, like, what's going on
here? Yeah, it definitely gets better as it goes on. Like, the first part... Yeah, because it's a lot of mystery introduced, and it's once you get past that, it gets better, I feel, when she gets to Earth.
No, I like that. I thought it was really good. Both parts, like, when she's, like, with the Kree at the start and then back on Earth. But I think, like, you know, it's got good parts of it, but it kind of turns into, like, a buddy cop movie.
Mm.
And you've got the self-discovery aspect, and then she's reunited with a friend, and then she's, like, kind of fish out of water when she lands. And it reminded me of, like, Terminator... or Terminator 2 or whatever, when she's there and she's just in her suit and everybody's looking at her weirdly.
Oh yeah, I think they even did like a Terminator 2 reference, or original Terminator reference.
Yeah.
They're stealing like the leather jacket and the motorbike.
Yeah.
There were probably more references in there that I didn't catch, but...
Oh, and yeah, I mean, it's essentially this movie is Brie Larson and a Nine Inch Nails t-shirt, which I'm on board for. Totally love some Nine Inch Nails.
That was the pitch for the movie.
I accepted it. It was a bootleg t-shirt, but we're not going to get into that. But yeah, I thought it was really good. I didn't like Nick Fury, the story of Nick Fury's eye, but apart from that, I really enjoyed it.
It's a pretty minor part of the film.
Oh no, if anything, it's a huge hub. It's a huge hub of the universe.
That's completely...
The
whole MCU has come crumbling down now because of this.
That's just a minor detail, but I love the cat. Love the cat.
So enjoyable film,
yeah.
What you'd expect with like action, humour... pathos.
Yeah.
Good looking forward to seeing Captain Marvel in Avengers Endgame, which will be coming this year as well. So that was our review of Captain Marvel. Make sure to like and subscribe to our channel, and we'll be back with more reviews.